It's about to get real stupid up in here now.
About to.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Yes, because performing at the Arlington Improv this weekend, Kim Whitley and David Arnold.
Yeah.
Hey. Uh-huh. Hey. I don't really like being this close to Sybil right now. I'm a little upset with her. Sybil's supposed to be the voice of reason, the news, and now she's been around y'all too long. Now she got jokes. Every time I come, she don't hit me.
I asked what I thought was a very journalistic question. Mm. How was your week on TV?
Is that some static on the radio.
TV, you were on TV all week.
That's what I do. I'm an actress. Uh-huh. I'm on Young and Hungry. Yep. Great show.
Young and Hungry is a daytime TV show.
It's an evening.
Jay.
Hush your mouth, Jay.
That's okay, Kim. You've caught me with other women.
I have forgiven you.
You forgave me from the beginning. We were at the family reunion.
Anybody but Steve. You could have been with Shucky Ducky.
No, not Sherry Shepherd.
I did catch you with the.
Yeah, you caught me with
the bar.
Yeah, you caught me with two basketball wives.
I did.
Did
I tell you? And they were very happy. I didn't like that.
Well,
you seem very happy on TV today.
Our relationship is bigger than this.
It is bigger than this.
This is so small.
It is small, but your skin looks so supple.
Supple. That's what you say is supple.
I said Tom's skin looks supple. It just looks soft.
But you know we got work to do.
And yours is brown.
In your hometown of Cleveland, because we're going to the World Series.
Oh, Lord.
We're going to the World Series. We are going.
Okay, so
you're going to take her to the game too?
Yes.
Because I saw you took her to the Cavs game. I was bitter.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm from Cleveland. Listen.
You have an A cup. I have a triple D. He's not taking
it. Wow. What did I take?
Kim has A cups on her back.
David? David Arnold.
A cups on her back.
I have been doing back sit-ups and they're going down.
Yeah, if you take that bra off, they go down.
All the way down.
Wow. Jay just mad because that wasn't
jockstrap. No, I'm mad. You're damn right I'm mad. Yes, I am mad.
Why you mad, Jay? Why you mad? You had your shot.
I did.
When you was doing that little show in L.A., and you was an actor.
Sparks? Was that Sparks when you guys were together?
No, it wasn't Sparks. He was on, what was you on? He was on one of them shows, and he was sewing. He had a sewing machine, and that's what threw me off.
That's the life of J. Anthony Brown.
You don't invite no woman to your place, and the first thing she sees is a sewing machine. I was like, does your mama live here?
Have any furniture.
I mean, Kim actually got inside the house.
None of us
can say that, you know.
Are you serious?
No, that's Jay has never had us inside his house.
Come on, y'all gotta be kidding.
No, we're not kidding.
We had a meeting and it was outside and there was a porta potty.
Impossible. That's hilarious.
No, he won't let us in the house. You got inside the house.
That was the first house. That was his apartment. I've been in his big house too before it was the big house.
All right.
Oh, look at Kim.
So he had his shot.
He had a shot. He was shot. That
you
was
better
problem.
For
we
it.
Wasn't aggressive like Utah.
You better for it not working out, Jay. you better for it.
That's what you gonna tell him,
Jay? You got a career. You done something with your life. Listen, if you was dating Kim, you'd still be at that sewing machine right now. Kim, this is how you want the drapes made? Yes, Jay. Keep going.
Thank you, David, for being here. Thank you, David.
You'd still be at the sewing machine.
The foot pedal just going. Little foot pedal on fire.
Oh, God.
How's the tour coming? He said, she said.
Oh, my
said.
Gosh. This is great.
Could y'all tell me whose idea was this? How did this come about?
Mine.
Oh, my God. You see how quick she lied? You see how quick that was?
Okay. It was Jay. I was with Buddy Lewis a lot. Remember, Jay?
And they were performing at chicken houses all over L.A. And I said, Kim, your brand is too big to be performing in front of these ribs and hot sauce dishes. So let's do this and take it out on the road. And we, you know, Kim and I have been friends for a long time.
Yeah, we're both from Cleveland. Both from Cleveland. We tried it like 7 years ago.
We tried it for in Cleveland. Yeah, we did it in Cleveland.
Yeah, I gave up.
And Kim wasn't focused, so we stopped.
I wasn't focused.
Yeah.
So is it a format? Because I've never seen it. What's the format? How does it work?
Kim goes up, does time, then I go up and do time, then Kim comes back up and we do time together.
Counter. You just have never been on radio before, have you?
Oh, this is radio?
We're just having a conversation in Tom's living room. Yeah.
I've seen it, player.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right on the cruise.
You guys did the cruise.
I swear by it.
Yeah, I go up, then he goes up, and then we go on stage together and trying to do something different and bring something different to stand up. And it's all improv. Each show is different. We take questions from the audience.
I saw two shows. And they were both different. Wow. I was amazed. Oh, now, when you do the Arlington Improv, you're doing like 5-6 shows. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're gonna all be different.
They're different.
When we're on the stage together, they become different because what happens is we find things. We're doing improv. Mm-hmm.
We're in the moment. And we're so good together. Honestly, I mean, because we're really friends.
You see Broadway? What about Broadway? Hmm? I think that would be.
No. I think if I can get Kim to do the jazz hands right, we'll do it.
If I can get Dave to clear those warrants,
if I can get outside,
I got web hands.
You can't go to Broadway with warrants.
Yeah, it's great. We had a great time. We are
getting better because David is getting better looking. My ticket sales are going up. He got these Invisaligns. His teeth are getting straight. Because before, his teeth was throwing up gang signs when nobody coming to see him.
I had one tooth that was wayward. I got it under control.
It's a good thing y'all like each other, right?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it would be hard to be on, because let me tell you something. It's not easy.
No, it's not easy. And it's a good thing we don't like each other a lot.
Right.
Because he would be destroyed by me.
The fun part, too, is you guys come at it from different perspectives because, mm-hmm. David, you're married with kids.
Right.
You're single and mom.
Alone.
And
right. Kim is single and alone, and I'm married.
That's what you're going to say?
I'm sorry.
David has a beard, and I have beautiful skin. I'm going to set you up so you can destroy me in front of Tom.
There's a mustache joke there, but I ain't going to do it.
But I ain't going to do it, Jay.
No, he don't.
I ain't
going to
do it, man.
Jay, I ain't going to do it. Jay, we had a talk in the car. I said, your little jokes, when you destroy me, they can't be in front of Tom. I said, Tom got to look at me
later. You know, you can't set a comic up like that. There's definitely a mustache joke. Go right there, man.
He usually takes it.
I didn't take it.
You didn't take it. Because he's looking at me in
my
eye.
We're in front of Tom. I don't want to do it. I can't say it and look him in his eye.
I don't want to destroy my chances at the Indians game. Wow.
Right. The Cleveland Indians are definitely going to the World Series. Now, will you all be touring then? Because
I cut off everything for you.
You will?
Yeah, I'd shut it down.
That's what you want to say?
David, look at Tom and look at you. Yeah, he's going to win.
He got a lot of posters around here.
He got a lot of posters?
I ain't going to lie to you. I got one poster.
He does have a lot of posters.
What'd you say?
I got one poster. Tom got posters of my posters.
And Tom also possibly could have 6 months of my rent.
That's true. He probably could.
In his pocket.
I'm working on my plane ticket home.
And he provides a ride home.
Yeah, that's a better choice.
The improv.
You stay with David, your ass will be sewing.
And that's just part of what's going to happen. And he said, see shit. Check it out. Gotta be there.